Insights.
This is Akashvani. In Insights, we now bring you a special program on IFFI 2025, celebration of India's cinematic and cultural heritage.
The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, kick-started in Goa today. This edition of Film Festival has featured several firsts. The initiatives will be boosting the festival's growing global stature, transformative initiatives, and its vital role in both promoting Indian cinema and fostering international exchanges. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference of IFFI, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan said that IFFI 2025 has attracted 3,400 film submissions from 127 countries. He said IFFI has become Asia's premier film festivals. Over 270 films from 84 countries will be screened, including 26 world premieres, 48 Asia premieres, and 99 premieres from India. The minister added that the festival is a reflection of growing stature of Indian cinema globally. The minister also spoke about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Nari Shakti at the center of India's development journey. The union minister said that IFFI 2025 will present over 50 films by women directors.
Our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's vision, Nari Shakti. This year, almost 50 women film director, they directed the films. Almost these 50 films is going to screen, and we want to give an equal opportunity. This festival is encouraging them, and 50 women directors are identified. And also, last year also, the OTT series, for the web series, the OTT awards also given. This year also, we are going to give the OTT awards. And I remember that when we celebrated Azadi Ka Amrut Mahotsav, that time 75 young minds we identified. So that continues, 75, then 80, now it is in 124 participants, young minds, new participants, they are going to participate in 13 crafts, 13 various verticals. They are going to participate and they are going to make whatever cinema or documentary or reels they are going to do in the field of screenwriting, editing, sound, production, design. Further new initiatives also going to take.
While speaking at the press conference, Secretary Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju informed that for the very first time at IFFI, an AI film hackathon is being held to IFFIESTA, featuring music, live performances, which are a source of attraction for everyone. So let's listen to what the secretary had to say.
The AI Film Festival, a brainchild of our festival director. All of you are aware how generative AI is now becoming a major disruptor for the media and entertainment segment. And it's important that such technological progress is being embraced. And in order to provide a fillip to this particular segment, and provide opportunities to our young filmmakers who want to dabble in artificial intelligence related technologies. As you might have seen, there's a competition section, and I'm pretty certain that this will again be a great opening for many of our budding filmmakers.
The IFFI's country focus this year is Japan. Let's listen to Joint Secretary Dr. Ajay Nag Bhushan as he gave more details about it.
These are the 21 Oscar entries in the lineup, and we're very lucky to source all these things thanks to our festival director and his team's effort. This year we are focused on Japan. They have sent a good collection of 6 movies, and they're also sending a big team for the participation here.
The festival will honor the centenary tributes to Indian cinema icons such as Guru Dutt, Raj Khosla, Ritvik Ghatak, P. Bhanumati, Bhupen Hazarika and Salil Chaudhary. Let's listen to Secretary Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju as he shared more details about it.
We are also going to be doing centenary celebrations, as was mentioned. At the same time, the key other highlights being 50 years of Sholay, Rajinikanthji, 50 years, 125 years of Shantaramji. All this is going to be celebrated in the film festival this year.
Also, let's listen to what Dr. Ajay Nag Bhushan had to say about it.
We are celebrating 50 years of Rajnikanth's debut in the film world. He debuted in 1975. That was his first film, and he has created a world record. Or he is the first or the person to have completed 50 years as a leading man in any languages across all countries.
The Waves Film Bazaar, South Asia's global film market, opened in Panjim, Goa today. The inaugural ceremony was attended by a gathering of leaders, policy makers, filmmakers and global delegates. The Film Bazaar is held annually alongside the prestigious International Film Festival of India. The 19th edition of the bazaar, which is known as the Waves Film Bazaar, serves as a global meeting point of filmmakers, producers, sales agents, festival programmers and distributors. It seeks creative and financial partnerships. The market will continue till 24th of November. The bazaar was inaugurated by Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, today. Addressing the event, Dr. Murugan said that the Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world. He called it as a platform for young minds and new creators presenting Indian content and storytelling to the world.
In this 19th edition of Waves Film Bazaar brings a significant expand of many dynamic marketplaces, strengthening its global footprint this year with a future such as here the co-production market, screen lighting lab, work in progress lab, weaving room, knowledge series. So various activities are going to take place from today onwards up to 24th of this month, this Waves Bazaar.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju highlighted it as the world's first e-marketplace for filmmakers and stressed that Waves is connecting creators and countries, making India a meeting point for global collaboration. Ever this year, IFFI started off with a colorful parade with tableau from production houses, different states and cultural troupes exhibiting and upholding Indian culture, tradition and ethos. The parade had 34 floats. Governor of Goa, Ashok Gajapati Raju, while speaking at the inaugural parade in Goa today, said,
"It is my privilege to attend the open ceremony of the 56th edition of IFFI 2025 in our beautiful state of Goa. I am informed that this is the 22nd consecutive year that Goa has hosted this prestigious festival. This also happens to be my first experience of IFFI, and I am delighted to be part of it. This year, the festival brings together 270 films from 84 countries, offering a rich blend of world cinema, Indian cinema, and emerging talent."
Chief Minister of Goa welcomed everyone to IFFI. Let's listen to what he said.
"I welcome everyone to the Goa's 56th International Film Festival of India. Once again, welcome one and all. Thank you. Jai Bharat."
Let's listen to Secretary INB Sanjay Jaju as he was speaking at the inaugural parade this evening in Goa.
IFFI this year has many firsts. We have the largest collection of films coming in from close to 80 countries. We have films which are being premiered for the first time internationally. There are global premieres, there are national premieres, there are films which have made way into the competition section. We have the largest number of entries, close to 3,000 entries, and from which there are few films which are part of the competition section. We also have the AI film hackathon, and on the other side of the road, we have the largest film bazaar called as the Waves Film Bazaar.
While speaking at the inaugural parade in Goa this evening, Anupam Kher thanked the government for organizing the festival and also spoke that three of his films are being screened tomorrow.
"Antarrashtriya Film Festival Goa ka shuru hone ja raha hai. Kitna acha mahol hai. Mujhe acha lag raha hai. Kitne khoobsurat chehre yahan par hain. मैं बधाई देना चाहता हूं इंडियन इंफॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग मिनिस्ट्री को, गोवा की गवर्नमेंट को, गोवा के लोगों को. खासकर गोवा के लोग इतने कमाल के लोग हैं ना कि ये फेस्टिवल को अपने साथ दिल में लेकर चलते हैं. मेरी तीन फिल्में हैं इस बार गोवा इंटरनेशनल फिल्म फेस्टिवल में.
एक्टर नंदमुरी बालाकृष्णा सेड ही इज एक्सट्रीमली एक्साइटेड टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ द सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ सिनेमा एट इफ्फी इन गोवा. लेट्स लिसन टू व्हाट ही सेड.
इफ्फी में पार्टिसिपेट करना, और पार्टिसिपेशन ही नहीं, जो मैं 50 साल एज ए हीरो में, मेरा अभी 50 साल पूरा हुआ इंडस्ट्री को आके एज ए हीरो. पहला मेरा पिताजी को मैं याद करना चाहता हूँ, द लेजेंडरी एन टी रामाराव, जो नेशनल फ्रंट के चेयरमैन भी थे बाद में, वो पहले फिल्म एक्टर थे. और आज पूरे हमारे फैमिली मेंबर्स के साथ यहाँ पर शामिल हूँ. सिर्फ ये लोग ही नहीं जो स्टेज के ऊपर है, लेकिन सामने जो है पिताजी बोलते थे एक मंदिर है और उसमें सब भगवान है, तो मैं इनका सेवक हूं. मैं बहुत खुश हूं आज.
इफ्फी इज एन 8-day सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ सिनेमा विच विल कंटिन्यू टिल 28th ऑफ नवंबर. Film makers, artists and film lovers from India and around the world have gathered for one of Asia's oldest and most respected film festivals. IFFI continues to serve as a key platform for global cinema, cultural exchanges and new talents. This year's edition features a rich lineup of screenings, masterclasses and special events showcasing both contemporary and classic films from India and abroad. The opening ceremony today saw the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan, Chief Minister of Goa Pramod Sawant, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor, actors Nandamuri, Balakrishna, Anupam Kher, Manoj Joshi and Shri Lala, and filmmaker Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra. The event also included colourful tableaux from various states and film industries. The Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju described the IFFI inauguration parade as a carnival celebrating India's cinematic diversity. To conclude, Dr. L. Murugan said India is in its orange economy moment. Let's listen to what he said.
Our Honorable Prime Minister mentioned that this is the time of dawn of orange economy in India. Content, creativity and culture, the three pillars of orange economy.
He added that IFFI 2025 and waves are strengthening the pillars of creativity, content and culture.
You were listening to a special program on IFFI 2025, celebration of India's cinematic and cultural heritage. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.